The Ducey administration is moving to hire 25 tax collectors to the Arizona Department of Revenue. The governor's office is projecting those new employees could generate more than $30 million for the state's general fund. The irony for some is that the administration laid off a number of tax collectors as a budget-cutting move, but since the state ended up losing $83 million in audit revenue, the administration is looking to add staff who specifically would be focused on pursuing individuals and corporations that haven't paid the required amount of taxes. Craig Harris, investigative reporter for the Arizona Republic, wrote about this recently and is with me. Craig, you wrote about that bringing in an additional $31 million would give Governor Ducey a chance to do something in particular related to education.
Coincidentally, $31 million is about what he needs for that 1% pay raise for teachers. So coincidence, maybe, maybe not. But the governor's office will not admit that they made a mistake. They just kind of are moving forward and saying, well, we want to bring these folks back. And they point out, rightly so, that the Department of Revenue has had a record year of collections. And that is true. However, the collections that they have raised have been focusing on sales taxes, which is good for cities because the majority of that money goes back to cities and the state gets a small share. What they forget to point out is that, well, they got rid of these corporate and individual income tax auditors, and the majority of that fund, about $83 million, goes into the state's coffers that can pay for prisons, that can pay for teachers, that can pay for a lot of things, and that's money that's gone.
So when you say maybe, maybe not, so we don't know for sure if the governor would take this step, if in fact, or when in fact, these people are rehired or new people are brought into those positions. We don't know that that extra money would go for teachers, but that's, is that the buzz you're hearing?
We don't know. I mean, it just goes into the general pot, but it is an interesting correlation that it's projected to raise $31 million. Oh, by the way, it's going to take about $31, $32, $33 million, depending on how you do the math, to get that 1% raise for the teachers. So there has been no direct pointing that out, but if you start connecting the dots, you see, well, holy smokes, if we bring these auditors back, maybe we'll get that. Now, here's the problem. You're bringing in a bunch of newbies who don't have maybe this experience, and so there's some real concern that, well, this is great, you're bringing these folks back, but will they have the experience and knowledge to go out there and get the money that these veteran auditors and collectors that you fired and knew a lot of the tricks of the trade, are you going to allow them are they going to be able to do the same job as the veteran auditors that you got rid of?
And you brought up in the piece, which I found interesting, that the JLBC said that this was the governor's office decision. The legislature did not move on this. In fact, the legislature had funding in there potentially to keep these people on at the Department of Revenue.
Right. That was a really interesting point, because the JLBC is the Joint Legislative Budget Committee. It is essentially a nonpartisan, or it's an independent group that advises the legislature and plays everything just straight. And one thing that they pointed out, which was pretty unusual, is they made it very clear, hey, we had nothing to do with the Department of Revenue firing all these people. That was an executive decision. That came from the governor's office, and that came from the Department of Revenue Director Bryant's office. And there was plenty of money there. They could have kept these folks, and there was no crisis at all in this agency. They'd made a choice to get rid of these auditors, and that was the result of that. They lost $83 million.
Now, you mentioned Bryant, and you have done extensive reporting on the raises that the governor's office passed out to certain people. And I understand from your story as well that Bryant got a bump in pay just as people were being laid off from the department. So there was money for some things.
There was quite a bit of money. Matter of fact, he got about a $75,000 raise, which is you could essentially pay for two auditors with that. Auditors make very little money, and collectors, they make between the high 20s or low 30s, and in some cases up to $50,000. So essentially, you could have almost bought two people for the raise that was given to the director. Now, I'm not demeaning the director about how much he deserves to be paid or not, but there is a sense that those at the top of the Department of Revenue have been very well taken care of with raises and bonuses, while the people who are the rank and file who go out and actually bring in the revenue, they've been given extremely small raises and almost little to no bonuses.
Mm-hmm. Also in the piece, you mentioned at least one of the Democrats who are vying to run against Governor Ducey. There's Steve Farley, of course, in the legislature, Dave Garcia as well. Have they told you about any plan that they would have as far as bringing back? Would they want even more employees to come back to the Department of Revenue?
Right. The Democrats in the Senate, including Steve Farley, he's kind of pitching this. And, oh, by the way, he wants to become governor. He's like, well, hey, if $31 million is good to get 25 folks, why don't we jack it up and let's bring in, you know, 100 folks back or more like that. So is it politics? Sure, of course it is. But I think Senator Farley is doing math saying, well, if it's good enough for the goose, why not make it good enough for the gander? And if you're going to see the governor's already acknowledged that if we can get this much revenue with this many people, let's double or triple the amount of money and let's double or triple the amount of the money that we can bring in. And so, you know, the Senator Farley also acknowledges that, well, he made this proposal. All of his colleagues in the Senate who are Democrats backed him up. The chance of it going forward are probably slim to none because, by the way, Republicans hold a very big advantage in the Senate, and they're probably not going to try to one-up the governor during an election year. And, oh, by the way, this proposal is coming out of the governor in, oh, it's an election year, and now he wants to raise some money.
Do you know how soon this could go into effect? If, in fact, this ends up getting in the final budget that the governor signs, could they hire people as soon as May or June when the session is over?
It sounds like it. I mean, I think so. I mean, there probably is even money in the budget now. They have even talked about that even at the end of last year, which is during the current fiscal year, they ramped up and hired back a lot of the corporate auditors that they got rid of. And they had a huge fall in corporate revenue audits from last year. Now, not overall taxes, but just from audits that they went on corporations. There was a huge drop a year ago when they basically cut their staff in half from 12 to 6. Now they've raised that back up to 12, and they're looking to hire even more. So they will not admit a mistake, but their actions show that they're acknowledging that, well, maybe we shouldn't have got rid of all these people who are basically watchdogs on folks who maybe made a mistake or flat out cheat. A lot of folks know or have realized, hey, there's no watchdog. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like if you're driving over to Los Angeles or to San Diego and you know there's no state troopers on the road, you might not necessarily follow the speed limit.
Craig Harris, investigative reporter for the Arizona Republic. Craig, thanks.
Thank you very much.